Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, content creator with Today FM, Cathal O'Sullivan, is with me, as he is at this time every Wednesday afternoon, to tell us about some of the positive stories that have happened this week, Cathal.
Yeah, absolutely, Andrea. There's loads happening around the world. And
the first one is good news in Cork.
Yeah, Andrea, the Jazz
Festival.
Jazz Music
Festival.
I've
only been once. Oh God, it must be 5 years ago.
Yeah, I've actually never been.
And
it's on the list. It is, and it's great news for Cork this weekend. There's a bit of a buzz hitting the city, but not only that. National Geographic has named Cork as one of its top 25 places to visit next year. So, like that of Donegal getting a bit of a plug last week.
And Donegal was one of the top 10 places in the world.
Yeah,
I mean, like, let's not compare. But go on, we'll give Cork this.
Yeah, well, look, it's along with Stockholm Archipelago in Sweden, Brasov in Romania, and Guadalajara in Mexico. And National Geographic is saying next year it's one of the places to visit. Nathan Lump, who is the editor-in-chief of the magazine, says he likes to think of this list as kind of an annual invitation for people to get out and explore. And he said Cork has always been a fun city with a vibrant culture and an incredibly warm population. And like, yes, I do find that people from Cork are lovely. And I have lots of aunties down in Cork and I don't get down enough. And maybe it is a reason to head down kind of to the rebel county, the real capital
this
next year.
This is the best Christmas present plug I've ever heard of in my life. Talk about buttering them up.
Yeah, well, look, Cork City Development Plan is kind of in progress at the moment. It's due to be completed by 2028. And there's also the Sounds from a Safe Harbour Biennial Festival of Music Dance and Conversation, which was founded by Killian Murphy, another great export from Cork. And that's also highlighted in the piece. But along with the jazz, this is great news
stuffer.
For Cork. Yeah.
Brilliant. If Jess Kelly hears this story, she'll be absolutely thrilled. It's a combination of tech, AI and plants.
So apparently, Andrea, talking to your plants is very good. Like, I don't generally keep plants. But King Charles, the UK's current monarch, has been a keen believer of the theory that talking to your plants helps them. But and this new development, which is set to be showcased at the Chelsea Flower Show next year, includes a garden that can talk back to you. Which is
like,
just
this is just blows my mind. This is obviously AI.
But there are a lot of green thumbs out there. Like, people have been kind of becoming more of a plant keeper, or people are like a plant father, plant mother. It's kind of big across social media and stuff like that. But the Avondale Garden is designed by Tom Massey and Jay Ann, and it's going to be able to reply to you. It's in collaboration with Microsoft. So it might be able to answer, I need some more water, or I could do with a haircut. So, like, I think it's great.
Yeah,
like,
I can just hear my plants, feed me. Yeah.
Just chop trying to kill.
Yeah, all of them that have just been dying off at me and I can't mind
but
them.
Studies have since appeared to support the suspicion that talking to your plants does help. It finds that plants respond to vocal vibrations. So their growth could be, I suppose, like, increased by this and all that.
Amazing.
So, like, this garden could be the future. AI helping gardens talk back to you.
I absolutely adore this story. You've got a friend in me.
You've got a friend in me. Yes, Andrea. So, these mates, I suppose, as they're called in the article here, have met for a pint every Thursday for the past 56 years.
It's imagine me, like, just having, a point in the appointment in the diary every Thursday for 56 years you catch up with your friends.
This looks like
it's
me
incredible.
In 56 years' time. But Paul Haynes, Bill Munden, Ken King, Peter Thirlwall, Brian Ayres and Dick Cotton are three men in the UK based between Rotherham and Sheffield now at the moment. But originally they were kind of all based in the one local area. And every Thursday night they meet in the White Swan, where they enjoy a pint and a bit of a chat together. And it's just, I think it's the most wholesome story to come out of the news this week. They've met for the past 56 years and they've missed about two dozen in 56 years, which is a handful, really.
They deserve some kind of an award for that.
I think so too. They started off playing around golf and stuff like that and going for the pint afterwards. And the group's numbers have changed, but the original kind of six or seven have been there for the whole time. And actually, COVID didn't stop them either. They met over Zoom. They met through different kind of means or like that. And also, they never run out of things to say. And the conversation has moved with the times.
This glee club started with soccer and sex, which we discussed. And now we talk about pensions and prostate. So, yeah.
How many times a night you get up to go to the toilet? That's what we're
talking
about. Just like,
well, they talk about everything that you probably talk to your friends about in WhatsApp groups.
Yeah, and they said they don't avoid anything. They kind of talk about their troubles that they can't, I suppose, talk to anyone else about. Like, and they just said it's a lovely way to just catch up with your buds.
Now, the thing that I'm happy about is that there's been further, you know, potential speculation, I won't say confirmation, that Desperate Housewives might be returning. But this is another series that could soon be returning to RTVs.
After everything that happened, things are finally looking up.
Right, Ian! Woo!
Do you ever think about what we did?
I killed my husband. We are all involved in this.
We covered up a murder.
Bad Sisters.
Andrea.
Season 2.
Were you a fan of the original?
Yeah, I watched it. It's a brilliant show. So it's Apple TV, wasn't it?
Yeah, and they've dropped the official trailer for Series 2 of Sharon Horgan's Bad Sisters. Sharon Horgan is brilliant. I've always been a fan.
She's excellent,
Catastrophe, the whole lot. And the series follows the five sisters, played by Amory Duff, Eva Berthistle, Sarah Green, Eve Hewson, and, like I said, Sharon Horgan. Mm. But this season, we're getting like an even more star-studded cast. Fiona Shaw of kind of Killing Eve and Harry Potter and True Detective fame. She's entering the series, and you can see in the trailer she's going to play a bit of a like an antagonist. She's going to be after the girls this time around. I won't spoil really what happened in the first original series, but
it's well worth watching.
It is a bit of a mystery, and it's a bit of a Cluedo kind of stuff like that, and you're kind of following different stories. The girls all have a different arc, but like it was really, really funny. Yeah. Like I really enjoyed it, and anyone who hasn't seen it should go back before its release date on 13th November, so you'll have a bit of Christmas watching to do now.
Also, it is season two is back on screen 13th of November.
Yeah, now you'll need your Apple subscription, but Jess Kelly might be able to sort you out there.
Do you reckon? No, actually I have it, but I can't remember. Do they release it all in one go or is it every week?
So it's going to be two episodes to start and then every week, which I think is great. I love appointment television in that we're all sitting down at the same time
to watch it. That's true, but that's something I really love. I do like
a little binge. Yeah. Well, it could be a case. If it's out the 13th of November, you could wait till Christmas time to catch up
on all. No, sure, somebody will spoil it. You'll be here someday and you'll mention something and the whole thing will be ruined for me.
You can't tell me anything.
Carl O'Sullivan, content creator with Today FM. Carl, thanks a million for putting a little smile on her face this Wednesday afternoon.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.